Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. During the time of conflict and violence in the Middle East, the Jews sit at a Passover table to bring calm out of chaos. That's the headline. In a moment, Steve Herzig will join me to rehearse the Passover story from God's Word.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In all the turmoil that's going on in the Middle East and everything that's threatening Israel itself, right in all of that, the Jewish people get together to have Passover. Rehearse for us the original Passover as recorded there in the book of Exodus chapter 12.
We will be using our Haggadah that tells them exactly what to do, and they have Bible passages such as Exodus 12. The story is very simple, and I think it's interesting that in light of how you introduced me with what's going on in Syria, that here in Exodus 12 is a story where the Jewish people have been in bondage for over 400 years. God raises up Moses. Moses goes toe-to-toe against the Pharaoh, says, "Let my people go." It takes 10 plagues against the false gods of Egypt, the 10th plague being the death of the firstborn. The Jewish people are told by Moses, who heard from God, that the last one put blood from the lamb on the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over. So the story is redemption, and Jewish people have been scattered about through the years. They have their own country now and are reminded of this story in the midst of all kinds of difficulties, that in the end, God has his hand on his people. He keeps his promises. He redeemed them with an outstretched hand, and each of the false gods were defeated. And when God saw the blood, he passed over. So Jewish people will gather around. They will honor what God has done. And even in the midst of what's going on in Syria, Israeli Jewish people will gather around that Seder table, and they too will acknowledge biblically what took place and thank God for his redeeming hand upon them.
Steve Herzig, National Director of Friends of Israel, with the Passover story of redemption for the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Passover is the first of seven Jewish feasts given to the Jewish people in Leviticus chapter 23. All of these Jewish feasts have a historic background, but also a prophetic significance as well. There are four spring feasts for the Jewish people, and Jesus Christ fulfilled these feasts. He was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, and resurrected on first fruits. Those are the spring feast. The three fall feasts will also be fulfilled by Jesus Christ. He will come back to the earth on the Feast of Trumpets. Now, that's not the rapture, but his return to the earth. On Yom Kippur, Jesus Christ will enter a temple in Jerusalem, going into the Holy of Holies, where he will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And on the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord gives Jesus Christ, his Son, the kingdom on earth that will be forever. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...